Can I get a tall chai?
And a large black coffee.
A what?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
He means a venti, yeah, the biggest one you got.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20. Yeah, large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
Venti is a large coffee.
Really? Says who, Fellini?
What's going on, everybody?
Boom, crack, pow.
Organized Cast Podcast, episode 113, coming at you live from the Manchild Studio in downtown beautiful Belmore, New York.
Can't believe it. 113, yeah, unbelievable.
113 yeah, episodes.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
113.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a special one, I guess, because Bill's boyfriend and man lover is on the show, Mike Tuohy. How you doing, Mike?
I figure.
I'm excited.
I feel like him and Cal Cagno were more of a
I wasn't sure when I could chime in.
You can chime in. Bill just chimes in even when you're talking.
Yeah, no, that was the thing. You got the intro down.
That's what I do.
Well, Mr. Morales has only been nice to me.
Yeah, well, that's he really wanted you on the show.
Yeah.
He was like, I said, we want the next Mike, please.
Yeah, well, we want to get guests, and I think Mike's a funny guy.
There you go, thanks, Bill.
He told me that little thing you guys got going on. No, I'm just kidding.
He's adorable.
Jobbies. Lots of jobs. He's single right now. I need a side piece. My wife's killing me.
Yeah?
Yep.
What's that? What's going on with your wife?
Nothing. She's just being her usual woman self.
She's being a woman self? Yeah.
You know women do.
No, I don't. Tell me, Bill. What's going on? What's happening?
I always say it's easier to be with a man.
A lot of people say that. A lot of people say that.
I'm not going to try it. You can say it all you want.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to try it either. I have no desire to do that.
Not my thing. I'm not going to go with that way.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel about this, Mike. We joke about it a lot, but...
Yeah, I definitely like to joke about it. It's always that, you know, is he still kidding? How many has he had to drink?
Yeah. Oh, Bill, yeah, he's got his beer. Bill, we actually, people like when you describe the beer.
Oh, okay, it's a Magic Hat number 9. It's one of my favorites. It's a white, not quite pale ale. What it says on the label. But it's a pale ale, so it's got a decent alcohol content. Normal, actually.
Yeah.
What's the content? Yeah, a little over 5% on the average batch here. It's apricot flavored. So that's, I don't know if you'll like that, but I kind of like it.
Let me give it a taste.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike's enjoying a beer as well.
With his case of the gout.
With his gout. You can drink that, Mike, with the gout?
Can you shake it?
You really shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
Stay away from beer, as they say, beer.
Beer, red meat, and shellfish.
What about the wheat beer? Does that make a difference?
I think that's gluten.
How do you have gout and I don't have gout?
Broken bone in my toe, ankle.
Oh, okay.
Genetics.
Genetics.
A lot of drunks.
Really?
Yeah. It is.
So gout
goes down from generation to generation.
Yeah. Holy shit.
It's got the gout. The gout sounds like something
gout.
You get like
I do. You say the gout,
1800.
Yeah, it's not AIDS. You got the gout.
I got the gout. I mean,
it's different.
The gout's bothering me.
Can you, do you just have it?
That's it. It's it. You have it forever.
It goes down from Tuohy to Tuohy to gout. Dad, what did you give me? The gout.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What I got for you.
If you listeners don't know, this is Mike's first time on the show, actually. We're excited to have him.
Yep.
Comedian Mike Tuohy.
A rising star
in the Long Island comedy scene.
Ooh. Emerging talent.
Emerging talent.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you guys emerged recently.
Yeah, we recently emerged. And we'll be emerging again July 12th. Sunday. What time is that?
Sunday afternoon.
It's 6 o'clock.
It's
2 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock. It's the afternoon.
Yeah, no.
What is that, like 12 o'clock?
Maybe a 1 o'clock, 1:30 show. And I gotta get up.
Hell.
Bill's gotta get up. He's gotta.
No, I just, you know, it's like we gotta get some lively people at 1 o'clock.
They're usually good. I've done a couple of the grad shows, so the shows are always good.
All right. I look forward to it.
Wasn't Dan a good time the other night?
Oh, it's great. It was great. I loved all the support. I liked all the people.
Uncomfortable with the term graduation show.
Why?
You know, because, congratulations, you know, start stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
You know, you graduate, now you can start. You know what I mean?
I'm not really. I mean, you took a class, so the commencement, usually is a graduation. John Ziegler's calling me. So that's, you know, that's what they call it, a graduation show, because...
Are we calling him Jay-Z now?
No. Bill just calls him that. He's made that up right now. So you took the class. The class is... And then commencement is a graduation.
No, I get it. I'm just uncomfortable with the term. It's a little strange to say you graduated, you know, in any sense of comedy, and that now start. You know, now go start and do it.
Well, that's what Seinfeld's saying. It's like the only thing in life where they like the only profession where it's not like you're studying to be a doctor. You go to classes.
Yeah.
But like with comedy, they're like, here's a scalpel. Go cut that guy out.
Yeah, but you know what though? In a lot of the cases, like you guys have done comedy before. A lot of the people that do the classes haven't done comedy before. This is like right. Their first time doing.
Yeah, and he approaches it that way.
Yeah. So like when you're done with the class, what do you go from here? Okay, now you have to do, you know, you start hitting open mics. You kind of guys kind of went the opposite way. And Bill's been doing it for a long time. Bill just did like a refresher. He wrote a whole new set, which I'm proud of Bill for doing that. So did you,
I think, right? You put some new stuff down.
I don't know your stuff as well. I know Bill's. Bill, you know, because we've been doing this. We've been friends now for almost 5 years. So, incredible. Like, you know, we do a lot of shows together. But I know he wrote a brand new set, which is... I give you a lot of credit for that.
Thanks, man. It's only 7 minutes, you know. Yeah, but, you know, everybody was cool.
That's a lot of...
I worked it out.
Yeah, but 7 minutes in a short period of time.
Still going.
In a short period of time, though. That's a good...
Yeah, I'm proud of it. I got a lot of ideas floating around. I'm glad
you
it all came together.
You could have...
I bombed a couple of times at that stupid class, you know.
It's okay. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, the class kind of gives you like a refocus.
Yeah.
In a way.
Mm-hmm. You could have done some... You could have snuck some hits in there if you wanted to.
I could have. I still feel like... Motherfucker, you don't even know.
You
don't even know John Cheeson.
You could have done like a Hall & Oates.
I'm gonna do an actual set though. I'm gonna do something different. We were talking about it. I think I'll do something different for that that afternoon show.
So I was excited. Dr. Sid was there.
Dr. Sid was there. Yeah,
he was a guest on what?
I don't know.
You don't know Sid. Dr. Sid's one of Bill's best men.
Yeah, he's one of my best men. Okay. He's a Filipino.
He did a Danny Tanner.
That matters. But
did a Danny Tanner, and you had two best men.
Yeah.
My brother did the same thing. I was kind of annoyed a little bit.
Well, I tell you, make a decision for crying.
Well, no, I had my cousin was my original best friend, best man, and unfortunately he passed away. So I got these two guys were kind of like subs.
I know how to put my foot right.
No. Well, it's
you're exactly like listen, you guys like equally only... mean. You guys by yourselves don't mean as much to me as my cousin. So you combine efforts, you will then equal the amount.
Yeah.
I get
it. They're right on board.
But they are like both your best friends. I understand that. I wasn't at the wedding. Bill didn't invite me to his wedding.
Wow. It wasn't 5 years ago, you know?
He didn't invite me to his wedding. It's okay. I'm over it.
What's worse, not being invited or being invited via a text message?
I would love to text from Bill. Hey, come to my wedding.
Well, my wedding was
in all fairness, me and Bill weren't that close then. No. We were acquaintances.
I'm sure.
It was probably, I knew him probably
a little bit
less than the person that texted you to come to their wedding. Put it that way. that guy, I probably knew Bill less than that guy.
I said, what is it, a backyard barbecue?
You know who texted me to come to the wedding? Joe Pontillo.
No way. I can see him. That's so Joe, though.
Well, because you know what it was? They had like, you know, I guess I was on the B list.
Yeah.
So he said, he's like, hey, I'm not sure if you're around, but I've got married. And Pontillo was just like, hey, I'm married. So I couldn't, though. I had a gig, but I was sick. Actually, I would have went.
Yeah, they're cool people.
I said to him, if you had invited me like a normal person, and I got like an invitation, then I could have blocked that date off.
Absolutely.
You know who I got an invitation? I didn't think I was going to get one from Jimmy, who was here a couple of weeks ago, my old radio buddy Jimmy. I didn't think I was going to get an invitation to his wedding.
Oh, no way.
Because I don't see him a lot, you know. We talk every once in a while, but
maybe this, maybe his appearance put you over the top.
No, it was before that. The wedding was before. You know what I think it was? I think I was on the B list though.
I think I got the second
round of invites. You know, like the first ones go out,
nobody responds. We got to fill the room.
Because I wasn't invited to the engagement party.
But if you're on the B list, you know you don't feel as bad not going to the wedding.
I don't really go to weddings anyway.
Well, that's it's perfect. Because if you're on the A-list, you'd be like, fuck. You know, this is definitely A-list. I got to save the date. And now I have to show up to this shit.
It's true. Well, honestly, though, like most weddings that happen, I have a show that
total
night.
Total agreement.
But I agree with him. It's like, you know, it's... I can count the amount on my hand, the amount of weddings I actually wanted to go to and had a good time at.
You're not kidding. I mean, it's just, you know, it's really for chicks.
I feel like you go to more because you have a wife.
Yeah, because she has a lot of chick friends, and that's what chicks, it's a big.
Chicks and
ladies,
parents.
Ladies, I'm sorry. It's chicks like a big parents. Look at me party. I mean, I don't care. You can marry me. We can get married.
Like your wedding. Know? Your wedding. Did you have a good time? Or
yeah, but my wife is very grounded. But again, you got to understand, like, women are competing with each other. There's a ritual, and they have to at least come close to each other as the ones in their circle.
That's true. And the marriage.
Or beat them.
The marriage to a man represents the end of our competition.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Yes.
I mean, we're done at that. I mean, I came close twice.
You're just along for their ride. Yeah.
It's the woman's victory flag in the moon moment.
Yeah.
Have you ever been married? Well said.
Not married.
You're much younger than us.
Never
right?
married. A lot of girlfriends, you know, 4-year relationship, 2-year relationship.
Yeah.
4-year relationship.
Do you prefer that or do you like all this?
No, now I'm doing this thing where I'm not having girlfriends. I'm not committing.
Are you 30 yet?
No.
And you've had those long relationships?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, it's like the biggest mistake ever, just one of these relationships.
You didn't want to enjoy your
20s? After another. I mean, I got more laid, you know, yeah. I got laid. I was getting laid.
Okay.
You know, obviously. But the commitment thing.
Now, do you find they're all crazy?
I'm crazy.
Okay, that's okay. Cool.
So you're crazy.
And yeah, of course they're.
You're the crazy one. What's your defect?
But what do you mean they, of course they are. You know, you have to decide what level you're gonna live with, what you're gonna, you know, deal with.
That's what forever. I say. That's what you gotta mitigate.
Sorry, talking to that mic there. Yeah,
you gotta mitigate the menace.
You know, when I talk into this mic, I sound so loud to myself. But
yeah,
I guess I don't.
No, you gotta. Okay. You just can't sound loud to yourself, because I have the levels up a little higher. But you gotta.
Sure.
Because okay. My dad complains.
I feel like I'm echoing.
Yeah, it sounds like that way, but it doesn't, because it's you heard the show. It sounds fine.
Yeah. No, sounds
my dad,
really good.
My dad had some feedback.
Yeah,
he says that the guest, he can't hear him as well.
Oh, okay.
So I said sometimes they don't talk on the mic, and I tell them to talk on the mic. So
you gotta swallow it, but you
all right,
know,
all right,
you can position your chair where you're comfortable
you
in front of the mic,
however you want. And
this is like the slouch. This is the scoliosis slouch. I'm actually good. I just have to don't move my head left or right.
You can move, just make sure you're in front of the microphone. Yeah, when you're like I'm doing. Like I'm moving my head.
Yeah, that's good.
You got the listeners like to hear. Yeah, I've done this a couple of times. I'm trained in the radio arts.
Yeah, it's true.
They taught
longer
us
than me.
Longer in radio me, yeah. School, they said, "All right, ready, guys, get ready to do your workout." So we'd move our head from the microphone, and
they take time out of the beginning of every class
just to move the head and keep the voice in the microphone.
It's very important. So, what is your defect in these relationships? So, why do you say you're the crazy one?
Well, to say I'm not would be then you'd really be nuts.
Look at that shirt he's wearing. I'm kidding.
You know what I mean?
Guess we're like
that's well
shirt.
Said.
If I came in here saying, well, no, I'm the one that's perfect and everyone else is insane.
I'd do that.
Then I'd be the one that's insane.
So you're saying you really feel that way, but you just didn't want to say it because then you come off as crazy.
I don't know. Maybe he's right. How deep do you want to go? You know, how deep do you want to go? No,
let's do it. Let's do it to it.
Father's been married 3 times. And,
peeling away the layers. That's what I like about this show.
Did it. You know, that's how it is. I knew when I came in here I'd be crying. No,
that's when we get down. Talk about my messed up life.
The closest I ever came, I'll tell you, the closest I ever came was a 4-year relationship. And then she said something like, if you don't have a plan to marry me, then what, you know, then whatever. And I said, then whatever. You know what I mean? Then whatever. I think I was 24. 25, something like that.
That's what I would have
said. How long are you together?
Well, yeah, 4 years.
That's called ultimatums.
Ultimatum.
Nobody, likes ultimatums.
No, I'm not with someone.
She's trying
ultimatum.
To bully you into for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Fuck out of
here. So what happened then? Like, what happened when you, did you guys just break up after that?
Yeah.
Did she get married?
She is not married, but she's on her way.
Did you guys after you guys broke up, was it trying to get back together? And
yeah, that one went, you know, because 4 years is a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's one. It did get. It was.
Gets under your skin.
It held on, especially.
You've already met her family.
I live in Long Beach, you know, and it's a community. People That's know right. each other. It's hard to go out. It's hard to be around without being seen.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm boring myself, so
I
it's
feel
fun.
Like that's my wife's thing, too.
Did you, like, okay, how'd it work, the whole, like, you know, ultimatum thing? Like, take me through the conversation.
Honestly, what I just said was it. You know, we were in bed. She said that, and I was like, you know, I wasn't even thinking about marriage.
I don't mean to insult.
And I remember she said something like, "We've been together so long." that was an opportunity to do something there, but
no, that's okay. It happens all the time.
I can do it.
It happens all the time. It was still it was a good effect, and we got away.
You know, like Bill's so doing something.
We're trying things on the fly here.
Yeah, in all honesty, I've had like 3 2-year relationships since then.
So okay,
we're talking about an old.
That's 6 years.
No, impossible. Then 2 2-year relationships. Since
two
then.
2-year relationships.
Yeah, 28. Yeah,
28. So you've been like in your
single since November.
Hey, all the single.
Yeah, and being and just
November what? November what?
I'm trying to survive.
November what?
November.
I'm December 1st. I'm single since December 1st.
Oh, okay. I don't know the exact date.
Well, I know the date. I know all funny. The. I have a thing with like it must be like my like OCD.
You stamp a date on your freaking arm. That's
I you stamp like a date on my.
You like dates?
It means a lot to me. Yeah,
absolutely.
Dates like I remember like I have the comedy date. That's why I started doing comedy 3/31/10 on my arm.
Like dates,
nice.
I do. What's the matter with that?
Nothing at all. We're talking about dates, and you're like, yeah, I know the exact date.
That's what I. That's what I know.
Like
well, I know
in November, and I'm like,
yeah. We talked about it last week on the podcast. We did the podcast that night. I didn't realize what was going to happen. Just an hour later.
Incredible.
I didn't realize what was going to happen while I was waiting for Bill to put the show up that night. And who knows?
Ooh.
So I blame Bill for it.
And I felt that.
Jeez.
If you would have just stayed, it would have been all better.
It's true.
I just need a reason to hit that button every week.
Yeah, well, you could just do the air conditioning thing. Did we talk about that last show?
No, well, because you did it. I didn't know what was going on.
He was angry.
I was so angry. I was so fucking angry.
I understand. But it really wasn't my fault.
I don't like hot.
Not even knowing about your air conditioning issue, I mentioned how nice it was in here that the air conditioning was
on. I have the air conditioning on.
Wow.
Because it's hot. It's 90 degrees out today.
Last hot as hell.
Last week was hot, too. So I came home, I put the air conditioning on. And I'm sitting here during the show last week, and I'm like, why the fuck is it so hot in here? It's like getting stuffy again. It's getting muggy in here. What the fuck? So I don't say it. I'm just going to the show. We get up, and I'm walking him and Scott out. And I'm like, my fucking door's open.
It was Scott.
The fucking door.
He's a bad person.
I can't blame Scott. I got to blame you. You're here every week.
It's true.
You know that when is that door open? Even when there's no air condition, the door is shut.
Right.
The door is always shut. I always have a thing with the door is shut.
I was nice to Scott because he was our guest, but I got to say, he really fucked up.
Wow. I blame Bill. That's... I blame him, and that's why I told him tonight. I'm like, you shut that fucking door.
That's okay. I'll never forget.
You never forget again, right?
We've already had we've had touching conversations about relationships and doors.
Yes,
open. This has been an incredible.
Because then my air condition was like, oh shit. Then it's hot in here, and I'm like, because I didn't put the air conditioner in my bedroom yet.
Mm.
But if I run the air conditioner, then I. Open the windows. It's cool. It's a nice breeze. It's nice. I sleep nice. I sleep nice. Yeah.
Destroyed you that day.
Last week, I didn't sleep nice.
I know.
I woke up the next morning. I was not in a good place.
Sticking to things.
It was gross.
Last night, I got out of bed, moved to the living room where the air conditioner is, slept on the couch.
Okay. Oh, yeah? You live on your own?
4 o'clock in the morning. I have a roommate.
Huh.
You have a two-bedroom?
Two-bedroom, yeah. It's a little beach house.
Oh, you live in Long Beach.
Yeah.
All year round?
Yes.
You're one of those?
I'm one of those.
You don't surf, do you?
No.
All right. What's your hobbies besides
the I don't surf.
Okay,
so,
good. Good, good.
Thank God.
Thank God.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
I don't like surfing.
Really? Jesse Ventura surfs. You don't like that guy?
I don't care what he does.
He's very passionate to a lot of people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I got my presidential candidate.
Jesus. It's Donald Trump, isn't
I'm
it?
On the Trump bandwagon.
Why the hell not?
I'm you too, you. Huh?
Yeah,
you
guys are going absolutely. On the Trump
bandwagon. But I was for Christie.
A little bit scared of Donald Trump.
I think he's going to win.
He can't. I can't say. You know, the last time I said he can't win, it was because
I want to see him in a debate.
It was Obama.
So
I was like, he's black. He can't be the president. I think America's way too racist. That's exactly what I said. I said it on stage. I said it in public forums.
Well, but they are that racist. You were right about that. They've proven how racist they are. I mean, the guy's a bad president. I'm gonna give you.
He's not that bad.
But
I
don't think they gave him a chance first to be a bad president.
No, for a lot of reasons.
Right away, it was like day one. Like,
definitely one of them.
This shit's not fixed yet. Oh, leave it to the black guy.
Like, yeah. They were waiting for that. They were waiting for all these. Like, they were so excited at the same time angry.
I just want to see Trump in a debate because it'll be the best
Dying
debate.
To see this.
That'd be great. It's like The Apprentice, but like higher stakes.
Yeah, they'd be like Donald.
This time it's for real.
How could you prove your family values when you've been divorced twice?
So what? My wife's hot. I got a hot wife. I own wife.
That's exactly what he would say.
So what? Would that matter?
That's exactly
what
he would say.
It's just this whole thing. I'd be like, I'll just be like,
he's incredible.
He'll play it off. Like, he'll talk down to people. So I can't wait. I really can't wait.
So many people are going to feel like you. And you know what? And that's the thing is, like, there's a little anarchist in me that if, like, Trump was ahead in the polls and, like, I'm that weird vote because I'm like, I always vote, but I always vote for, like, the third party candidate guy.
Sure.
You know, I'm real outside the box.
I'm not. But I voted for John McCain, the war hero.
Yeah. He went red. Yeah, because it's blue
it's
or red.
Red or blue. That's
red or blue. Yeah,
you
exactly.
You look like a Republican.
Yeah. No, you know, I.
You come across as that, though.
Mean anything anymore.
When you said Chris Christie, I could get behind Chris Christie.
Until, me too.
Until he came out about this against legalization for marijuana. Come on, Chris Christie.
For what, New Jersey? He wants to legalize it in New Jersey?
Yeah, and he was talking bad about, you
don't
want
to legalize it? Is that what you're saying?
He was against the legalization. Get it.
Well, you know why
Chris
he's saying that?
Because the Republican base.
Yes,
because
he's got to get there.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. So, he can change it later.
Right. He can change it later.
Because every state's going to the money. They need the money. It has nothing to do with the rights of people to have it.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with the money that
he does
generated.
Remind me of like one of those guys that, like, you know, he votes Republican. He likes
bad
white.
At
he
it.
Likes,
really?
Oh, no. Abortion.
He likes
number
white bread.
One, no religion.
Miracle Whip on that white bread. You know, that's how he makes his sandwiches. That's like,
really?
You know.
Really? This guy? No, it's not.
50 years from now, I'll be yelling, get off my lawn. Like, that's.
Well, that might be accurate.
That's how he comes across to me.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Sleeves are neatly rolled. It's just the whole, like, you know.
Neatly rolled. We're going to do this. We're going to do this thing. Watch how short these sleeves are. Watch how short these sleeves are. These aren't an option. There's no option not to roll them.
See, I can spot it a mile away. I'm telling you.
I have the same problem because.
That's why we're friends. That's
for different reasons, but the same reason. Like, you're tall, right?
I am tall.
Well, okay. Yeah. I'm not tall, but my body is wide. And if I wear the short sleeves, if I sit down, they're here. Cause like it's just like
and
like Chris Farley like, going around. Like, I just roll them up. That's what I do. If you ever see me with a sleeve,
well, so a roller notices a nice roll.
I do notice that, but mine never equally are the same. You're very like your Republican roll. It's like
Republican roll, the old Republican roll.
I hate that Anthony spotted it because I am so hardcore Republican underneath. Underneath this progressive exterior.
is a fella who wants to vote for the rice.
Everything red.
Red. No, but it's funny. My boss is a big time Republican.
That's
and
tough.
He was at the show.
That's common around here.
Yeah, he was at the DVD taping.
Oh, jeez.
So when I started talking about my grandmother, I do a joke about my grandmother being a racist.
Yeah.
And I talk about how like now if she was to see Obama in the White House because she was a hardcore Democrat, like she hated Republicans. So like you know. So my boss goes, you know, I thought you were going to get into the whole, like, politics thing. I'm like, I'm not big into politics. I said, I want to vote for Christie, but just because I think, you know, me and him eat the same thing for breakfast. That's basically the only, like, I get where I know.
But he
big
likes
man.
That because Christie's Republican.
Yeah, and I said, I understand his struggle. Like, he's wearing that suit. He's not comfortable in that suit. I know the big man's struggle in a suit. Like, he doesn't know where to wear the pants. Like, you know, you wear, like, the suit pants. Are they going to be up here? Are they going to be down here? Are you going to do the Clemenza? Are you going to have them underneath?
Dude, that's
like,
a good joke, man.
The Clemenza.
That's your politics joke right there. That's a good joke.
When I wear a suit, I got to do the thing. Am I going to dress like, you know, Chris Farley as
the... Yeah,
because
it's that all to the top. The equator is up high. You are riding high
in
the hog.
Am I going to be Chris Farley in the motivational speaker sketch where I'm almost... Uh-huh. Or am I going to be Clemenza with the pants up to my breastbone? It's just... And there's no middle ground when you're wearing a suit because it'll go up, it'll go down.
That's true.
There's a picture of me. We're at the 21 Club. We went to a cigar dinner. And I'm sitting there, and my pants are like at my neck. It's like
the play to the big man.
It's like they're up the I'm belts around here. You tie the belt up by the thing. And it's funny. My friend Nick, who was here a couple of weeks ago, he was on the show. He's a big guy too, but he likes to wear his pants up around up high. I like to wear mine low. We actually had like in depth conversations about like the. I said I feel more free. I can move around. Like
I just picture you feeling all free.
And, yeah, he goes, but, you know, my brother's the same way. But he's like, your ass hangs out. Go, yeah, but it's like, up here, I feel like I'm like a sausage and I can't move. Like it's
interesting.
Yeah. So you guys are setting up a visual element.
That's what we wanted to do right at some point.
This is it?
You know what it is? I haven't.
I'm looking at you acting this stuff out. I'm laughing at the act out.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's, you know what it is? I haven't.
It'll get there.
I haven't had the time to like sit here for like hours.
Yeah, it's only episode 113. We can't just.
It took us over 100 episodes to get like this set up.
Change. We don't like change around here. Is that? I'm getting a lot of.
You know what?
We are change. We are constantly evolving.
We had. Well, I'll tell you. We went through a couple episodes ago. We changed. We first started. We're doing shows at Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I went to school there. So I was able to use the studios for free. So we're using the studios there. Then we started doing our Governors.
Boom.
Yeah, well, what else goes on there? Does anyone use that studio?
Yeah, people use it for podcasts now and stuff. But
did you guys get knocked out of there? Or?
No, they were doing more of what they were doing, like, I think
commercial stuff.
Yeah,
they wanted real radio station. Yeah.
We do like our shows blow a little. You know, we curse, we fuck this.
We do whatever we do.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
So they were also using it at night for production and stuff like that because they were doing the morning show. So it just didn't, I mean, we wanted to do it on a set night. So for a while, we were doing it in the green room for a little bit at Governor's with like a microphone. And then we were sitting outside of Starbucks.
The weather table was nice. Right outside.
We did a show from the Newbridge Inn. We did it at the Belmore Bean. I don't know if you remember, we were doing comedy then, but we used to do them before the Belmore Bean. Belmore Bean, Mike. We did the so podcast
this is,
then.
This is like, evolved.
This is like,
and then we came
the
into
best
here
version of it.
Now so this is the this is the best version of it because we have the equipment and
we have the technology.
I mean, in the spirit of doing anything you want, this is legit as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean. This
pretty
thing?
Much.
What is this called? A crane?
It looks like a crane. Yeah.
Is it a mic crane?
It is. It's a boom crane.
Boom crane. Nice. Boom.
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 And these microphones. These are the microphones I wanted, but
they're fine.
I was going to say something about the mic. What? No, I'm kidding.
See that? He almost jumped over the thing and killed you.
The only thing I don't like is that they told me that I didn't need these cables at first when I came home and tried it. I put them into the board. And
don't do that.
I went back and I was like,
"You better be right."
I was like, yeah, "You told me.
If you tell Anthony, you better be right."
And that, yeah, Bill knows that. If you tell me something, you better be 100%.
You better be fucking right.
So
I supersede him.
We finally got it, and we record now into my iPad still, which is nice because I have an app. But I think when we do the cameras, I'm gonna have to use my computer. So that's
more space or something.
Well, no, these have to go into, they can't record into the program I have, so it have to record. Or I have to have the computer here as well going.
Yep.
I just have to figure it out. That's, what are you doing to get the
cap? Mia, I just, you know what it is? I forgot to mention that with every Magic Hat beer, the caps have a little inscription or a little something in there. This says, ponder when you wander. That was mine. And his was, don't tease, aim to please.
You know what? Actually,
that's me. I should get that. That should be tattooed on me.
That's
you freaking
like
Mike
a little fortune cookie, but in the
don't
beer.
Don't tease, aim to please. My goodness gracious!
There you go. So you were saying before you've been single for a while.
Well, yeah. Months. Since I started comedy, I've been single.
Okay,
that's a good way to be.
So you only started comedy in November?
Yeah.
I thought you've been doing it longer than that.
I have.
That's a compliment, actually. You should say thank you.
No, it's
honestly.
Because you know it's you know how comics are with the amount of time you put in, and it's this weird thing.
Yeah.
It's always a weird thing, no matter what I say, I tell them the truth, and it's always a little.
I had a guy tell me straight up one time. This was years ago, and he was like, "Oh, don't tell people that." He was like, "How long have you been in comedy?" And then I told him, he's like, "Oh no, don't tell people that.
I don't care.
I've heard that.
Just don't say anything."
It's just very strange. It's just very strange. But yeah, November.
I'm like, okay.
That's when great. I started. Yeah. No, I've never wanted anything else like more than this ever in my entire life.
I know. Exactly
never
that
been
feeling.
Motivated. Never
feeling.
Been this motivated in my entire life.
I know that.
Well,
feeling.
I just feel like you should just be motivated. It shouldn't be like you, like somebody.
Oh, no. Without me, you know what I mean? I didn't know that's how it was going to be. You know
like,
what I mean?
It's weird because people will be like, and I like, have you ever seen Doug Stanhope?
Yeah, of course.
He cracks me up because I saw an interview with him, and they were like, "Whoa, how do you feel? How is it you got so comfortable out there?" He's or something like along the lines of he says, yeah. "Well, I don't try. I just get up there, and I don't have to try as hard. Everything else I have to try. I'm just kind of good at this." So
because he likes
this is
it.
The only thing that I've ever.
He's omitting the enormous fact that this is an option to live a lifestyle that was what he wants to fucking do.
Yeah,
live
yeah.
like a maniac. And that's the only. There's nothing else he could possibly do. And do
exactly
that at the same time,
pretty
he's leaving
much.
That out. But yeah. No, Stanhope's great.
That's right? The whole thing. Yeah.
I know what he's saying. I know what he's saying.
He's
though.
Not socially capable of doing anything else.
No,
you know, nothing else feels right. You know,
no,
I get that because I feel every job has always been like, oh, okay, this is all it is. Like, you know, how do I get in charge of this?
You soul sucking monster.
I'm so, you know.
Sucks my soul out like a vacuum
cleaner.
It's
so silly. It's like, really? It's like... Cause
I like my job.
I know, but every job is like...
How long have you been there?
You like your... You tolerate your job. Not long, you're not like, oh, I want to do this. I want to get good at this.
I know that I'm going to... I like this job. I've been at jobs a day, and I've been like, fuck this.
Yeah, because I like my job,
this
too.
Is going to end badly.
Oh, you actually
I do. Yeah. I like my job. I don't... I know for a fact I don't ever... see myself doing this for a little, but I've been doing it for a long time.
It's finance. Sure.
But you know, I don't mind my job. Like I don't. Some days it sucks. But,
he dabbles in the world of high.
You
finance.
Know, I've had jobs that suck.
Finance.
No, I've had jobs where like I wanted the job and like I got the job. And I was like, this is it. But I could just tell going in, like, okay, that person hates me. they don't get my person. Like,
but
know,
it's the whole, it's everywhere, that whole concept.
I told you, I've told you this story before. At Geico, I told a joke. And I was like, the bullseye was like right on between my eyes. I told that we were doing over like insurance policies in training class.
Oh, Jesus.
And the woman was going like, you know, a male single driver, his policy will be higher than a married man. I go, well, you think it'd be the other way around. She goes, why is that? I go, God, when you're married and you're driving, you got somebody in your ear going, blah, 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 and you're going to crash the car.
She didn't like that.
She didn't like it. Everybody else,
I thought it was adorable.
Everybody in the class cracked up. Like, I had them, like, I was like,
that's all you wanted to do.
And then she was like, oh, that's sexist. And I don't go for that here at Geico. We're not a sexist company. But she would tell like raunchy like stories about her and her husband.
She's full of shit.
That's bullshit. The gecko said it'd be cheeky.
Yeah, exactly.
Like she said like her husband was younger and like someone was like, oh, you're a cougar. She's like, that's right. I gotta tame him. And I was like, ugh. Like picturing her and her husband. She's gross. Like, ugh. Like, you know, that offends me. I'm offended now.
Exactly. If it works in her favor, it's cool.
She would
but
like
if
always.
If you're interrupting her class, then it's like, it's bullshit.
It was probably the worst company I ever worked for.
Really?
Wow. Yeah,
you don't hear that a lot. They're actually ranked as a good company to work for. Because
it's such a corporate. It's such a corporate.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Do you have that knowledge of rankings just at your fingertips?
Yes.
Wow.
Bill knows these
Forbes,
things.
Forbes magazine ranks them every year.
You know what? Yeah.
I haven't looked at it in years, to be honest.
But you know what, though? I bet he's right. These are things he knows.
But one of the top.
I bet he's right, too. I just think it's funny.
Google
that
is top.
Just out of nowhere.
Oh, no, it is. Because when I got the job there, I was reading up on it. And like I read some horror stories. I'm like, no, that's just people get mad at that.
It's still a corporate environment. The whole thing is to keep you there. You know, so they try to make the facilities nice. Like they have a gym there. That was the one out in the
it's
island.
It's too big. It's too big. It's too big.
These corporate places, right? The president or CEO, whoever it is in this high
status. In the hive.
Position. And they're like 51 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell did they do? Don't tell me they started, working on mufflers.
And then they're up
there.
How the hell did they get up there?
I'll
so
tell you
fast.
Exactly how they got up there.
Well, they know somebody.
Not even that. They went to college.
Well, okay.
And they got like Phi Beta Kappa.
I don't honestly. I'm not sure that matters.
No, I'm
not
telling
sure
you.
That
and
that
then
matters.
Then they maybe they know somebody, but like you become
you get in.
You get educated.
Get edumacated.
I see. I don't know. You know, you can graduate college and get into one of these companies, and then, but there's always
you're
just
floating
like,
in that one spot.
You always get.
Yeah. Or they're like, they'll change your title.
No. You get there, and the guy in charge is already in charge.
Yeah.
He just became in charge.
He's only 51. Why?
He's under the radar.
Who is this guy?
You're not going to find any information on him.
He's a phenom in the world of business.
In the world of finance and the world of whatever.
Oh, good. So no one knows.
No, nobody knows.
Nobody has any idea how that guy gets there. Nobody
It's a group of guys. Like, if you ever watched that show Silicon Valley, I'm telling you, it's a lot like that.
I'm sure it's a guy who did very well in school.
Yeah, there's one of those.
And he got to the job, and he was probably like in the like junior marketing.
There's a genius. There's a cheater. There's a rich guy.
I'm sure he stepped on people.
It's a group. I'm sure he stepped on people
to get there.
Yes, but they're all cutthroat, ruthless. Yeah.
You know what used to annoy me? I used to work at this payroll company, and it was a corporate, not as corporate as Schmeichel was, but Geico, whatever. But it was funny. Like, well, there was executives. There was like the head of this and the head of that. And once a week, they would eat in the cafeteria to show that they were regular people. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I like that. That's a good move.
And I'll eat my lunch, and I got to worry about you looking at me like,
whoa,
like fucking 1 hour.
I'm the boss of everything you do. I'm just going to sit next to you casually. We're just buddies.
Yeah.
Mates.
This turkey sandwich isn't bad.
I get 1 hour.
Have you had the turkey?
And I get 1 hour to fucking just sit here and be by myself. I got to have you looking at me now while I'm eating and being judged.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you can feel. You know?
That boy really likes his Reese's over there. Keeps going to that vending machine there in lunch.
I'm gonna kill him to have a raisinette for crying out loud.
That's why you're always filling up on the Reese's. They had a TV in the break room. This was like the first time I ever experienced it. I was like loving it. I'm like, fuck yes, I'm gonna come here on lunch and watch some Sports Center, watch my
was
highlights.
This Geico?
No, this is another place.
Oh, okay.
I could say ADP. So I get there during lunch, and I don't see like these old sea hags eating lunch. And I see like the shopping channel is on or the Food Network or something. So I'm like all excited. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch some Sports Center on lunch. I'm doing the same thing. Like, and I change, and all of a sudden, hey. You watch Sports is over there. They had a separate TV for sports.
Oh no.
Like, we watch Sports. I'm like, I said, I didn't know it was. Well, now you know. Like, you old sea hag. Like, oh, fuck yourself, you old bro. Like, just old biddies.
Hey.
You know, they kept like five sea hags to do like the people call in the payroll. Like, everything was done like a computers, but they were like, you know, there's people that had to call in, so they kept like the old like biddies on the computer. Like, you know, like the
hello?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Who are you? What are you? Payroll? All right.
Every company's got a couple of those. Yeah, it's true.
So they would just watch the Food Network. And then every day, like when they used to, like, I used to change the channel before they came in just to bother them. Like, Sports is on the TV. I put Sports on the TV. Maybe that's why I don't last there very long. I actually left there because they said I didn't do well in the training. And they were going to have me do the training all over again. It was very embarrassing. So
jeez.
Like,
so you left?
I left.
Yeah, fuck the train.
But you know what, though? When I left, though, because I left, like, in a good way, they gave me, like, extra money. I'm like, just what have you out of there?
Like, you like a severance package? You were there for 2 weeks?
I think they just wanted me gone. I was there for a while. I was there for a few months. I think they wanted me gone.
Still, though. You're there for 3 months. They're like, listen, we're going to give you a severance package. Just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so then I got a good job at the... I was working in a lighting company that I loved that job too. I don't know why I left.
Oh, you left that job?
I left to go to AT&T.
I
left that to go work at AT&T because I always wanted to sell cell phones.
That's interesting. Yeah. He was kind of good at that.
That was a dream.
It was a dream of mine to sell people phone devices.
You hate wires.
I don't like wires. Fuck your wires. People when I work in the phone store, like, old men would walk in with like with house phones. Like, AT&T. Where do I get a replacement of these? Like, wow, Radio Shack? No, people like, I have AT&T. Don't tell me.
Rechargeable batteries.
Yeah, we'd be like, sir, this is a cellular phone store. What? Cellular phone. Who's
phone?
With,
like the windy phone?
Yeah. Rotary.
Rotary.
My grandmother.
No, the windy phone. I'm talking about the phone that you have to
Oh, like during, like during the 1920s.
Oh. Oh, my grandmother had the rotary phone. Oh, no. Until like 2000 something.
Yeah, the one with the little.
Yeah, we had one of those too. Pretty old school.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that thing.
That if you fucked up a number, you had to like hang it up again.
You really didn't fuck up though, because it was like you had to really decide.
It was
six. You know, like you really had to.
You
make
better
that
know
decision.
That fucking number,
unless you were drunk.
Yeah. My grandmother had like the last rotary phone. It was awesome. And one time I had a call for her somewhere, and like you had it. There was like that point they were like, okay, if you have a rotary phone, you're old.
Yeah.
And so like I had a call place and like press one. So I'm like, she was like getting frustrated. She's like, I can't press it. She's going, I'm like, oh, jeez. So I called and I called him. You couldn't do the thing. Now it's like, you know, if anybody's got a rotary phone now, it's purely
You're decoration. Archaic. Yeah, you're the Texas chainsaw person living in your basement. You have old shit going
on. She never figured out the technology stuff, my grandmother. She called.
I'm not sure I understand the
conversation.
No, you know, because
the comparison was just confusing me. Like, are chainsaws old?
Yeah.
No, those movies. In those movies, it's always like an old, rundown house. Oh, like they have a rotary phone, but then Leatherface lives
in the
basement.
Barn in the movie.
Yeah. Right, I don't know.
See, I mean, I'm so used to his.
We went so far.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We were so far. Tangent.
Yeah.
Now I'm jumping on you.
I ruined
it.
Like
you didn't have it right. You fucking had it right. I don't know what the hell I'm doing here. Yeah, this is your fucking show.
He wanted
I'm telling you, you don't have it here.
I thought I.
This is his. This is his call too.
I'm sorry, we had to.
I watched all those chainsaw movies.
I said, Bill, you
I'm
picked the next guest, and
he ruined it.
He like danced over to you.
Yeah, I was excited. I was like,
"Dre,
say,
like, do it." Fuck.
No, I was saying that my grandma, the fucking phones. She tried to call my uncle, and she couldn't get the number wrong, and it was like a website, and she goes, "All I get is fucking www.com." What's www.com? She blamed like the phone. She had a rotary phone. She never would have got that.
Jeez. Oh my God.
She had the rotary phone.
On the road.
No. Like, yeah, texting with the rotary phone. Jesus. I think back then, how to text, even like certain texting had become archaic. Remember like the when you had to do like the hit the certain buttons to get the letter?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Imagine doing that
they
with
call
like
that?
A rotary
T9.
Phone.
T9.
T9.
That was a big thing when I worked for AT&T. Get the QWERTY keyboard.
The QWERTY. Yeah.
The new phones came out with the QWERTY keyboards.
QWERTY.
Texting. Yeah. They call them texting phones.
Yep.
The parents who don't want their children on the internet. I want my kids.
That's what it originated from? They don't.
Well, what happened was people started texting more.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Took off.
They started making phones with just with keyboards on them. Not like internet phones. Like Blackberries had like the only keyboards and
yeah, very few. And then slidey ones.
And Trios. The Trios had the
Sidekicks.
Sidekicks. Yes. So AT&T was the last company to have the fucking their own like.
A friend of mine in high school, she was a white girl, pretty girl.
Why did you say that like that?
Caucasian.
Because it's the story. She was dating or whatever dating.
Is she talking to the microphone or no?
Talking. I think I am. Talking to. No, I'm not.
Now you are. In
talking,
front of it.
Talking to a. talking to a black guy. In high school, African American man,
Caucasian.
So, but he got two of these things of the slide up keyboard, no call,
sure, Sidekicks.
Because her father forbid her, naturally or not naturally, from talking to him.
All around here, yeah.
So naturally. He gave the one of them to her, and they would be texting to each other, and that was a thing.
Ha! A secret one.
How do you feel about that? So that was a thing. And
that
at one point, that's how they kept their torrid love affair alive.
Like Romeo and Juliet.
People would come in. It was like crazy.
I think they may have made out one time.
Cell phone.
That was all it was? How old were they?
You know, who knows? High school.
High school.
I remember there was this guy when I worked for AT&T. He drove, that I call the Mr. Midlife Crisis. He drove this Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
He dressed like he tried to dress like 20 years younger.
It's so weird.
Always
that
had tight pants and a leather jacket on.
You met my father?
And he brought. His name actually was Mr. Tui. He came in one night with this girl who was a little young and way too hot that he can get.
Wow.
And he's like, it's a big shot.
Sure.
And I knew what a broke ass son of a bitch this guy was because we were always calling to get his late charges taken away. So he came in one day and goes, select the phone, anything you want. He's telling her. And he goes to my boss, like, I'm going to put her on my plan. I want her to have anything she wants. She wants texting. She wants internet. whatever. They set him up with the fucking phone.
To give the
Two
works.
Days later, he's not answering. He comes in. You gotta take that off. She doesn't answer my call. I think she took the phone and got a different number with it. She just used me for the phone.
The same guy you saw in the store who got it.
Yeah. So we're like, we can't cancel the number without the phone back. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, to cancel the line, you got a phone. He had like a BlackBerry. I said, you got a phone that costs like almost $500. You got it for $100. So you're not returning that phone now. They give you that phone for that price because they
get does that. They're, it still well, happens.
With what I'm saying, the reason they do that because you're going to pay the bill now.
Yeah.
So he didn't understand that he had money. I said, you want, you know, that money, take you get the number goes, take it off if you hand back the device.
Yeah, we need the fucking phone.
He didn't understand. He was like, but she just took it and went away. And the sum
yeah, did you buy insurance? Oh, you didn't buy insurance?
Even if you have insurance, the phone wasn't stolen.
Oh, snap.
It's her phone. She went and put another SIM card. Fucking phone.
Jesus. Yeah, I wonder if he got anything out of that.
But he probably brought his not. Son in with him this time. His son's like, see, Dad, you always think these girls are going to fuck you. They're not going to. He's like, get out of my house.
At least we got the backstory.
Yeah, then. Well, that's the backstory. But I would see things. People come in all the time, like try to get phones
free phones. Everybody wants the free phones, yeah.
Well, here's the thing with the free phones.
There's no such thing.
There was free phones.
Yeah, the bricks, the little
when the
bricks.
Phone just was a phone. Yeah. Now when the phone's got gizmos and gadgets, they're not going to be free. And that's exactly how I explained it to people, because they didn't understand. They're like, you have a free phone? I'm like, oh, I have a free phone. You're not going to want it.
Yeah. You're not going to want it.
So I'd bring them over to the free phone, and it was like, it's just a regular flip phone with a camera. I said, you got a camera now. You got a camera now with a flip
camera.
Phone. It's like, well, that's not the phone I want. I said, well, you wanted a free phone. Well, I want a BlackBerry for free. I said, well, so do I, but it's not happening. I said, here's a BlackBerry. But I would show them, this is the price, $500. You're going to get it for $100 after rebate. That's your free. I said, the free phone. You want the free phone? We'll head back over there.
If there's a rebate that I have to, like, peel off a piece of paper in any way, shape, or form, piece of cardboard, and mail it in, I'm not doing it.
They know that, too.
I'm not doing it. And I tell them when I buy my contact lenses, this is a rebate for $200. I said, No, it isn't. I've been buying these from you for 3 years straight. This isn't a rebate. I never get this.
Depends on the customer. I would send it in for them. I would take it off, fill it out, and send it. Or I'd fill out the rebate form for them. Staple the thing. I'm like, all you got to do is put this in an envelope. But the good customers, like the ones that we like bought a lot, we would fill them out and send it in for them.
Yeah, that's a thing because no way in hell. Things and I even
make
tell
you
them.
Go,
No, computer companies are like, I know one company would just print out, or a lot of companies
did
this.
Just,
they would
just
print out the rebate and say, go to this website and punch this in.
That's not even so bad.
They
that's
don't want you
so
to
bad.
Do the rebate.
Because I order the contacts. I got to wait for the boxes to come. I got to rip them off like box tops.
I used to do it.
Yeah. Like the General Mills, you used to do this shit,
I used to have it ready to go.
Of the boxes into the envelopes, then send them back to where they belong.
Why are you going lower? It's just talking to us.
No, but it's I never do it.
Yeah, you never talk into the microphone either.
I guess not. I guess
the whole
this
podcast, you ruined the whole thing. It's do you hear the difference though when you talk into it?
I guess
barely.
I hear it.
Yeah,
Bill hears it.
I mean, I'm meaning to. I'm very close to it.
You like this.
I keep changing it the whole show. The whole show, I keep changing mic position.
Well, that's why I got that for you. So you
it's nice. It's like I keep.
Oh, you're talking about the boom? Talking about the boom?
This whole thing.
Bill wanted this kind of setup. And
this is what I wanted.
He came one day and told me how we're doing the show was absolute horseshit.
Bullshit. I said horseshit, actually.
And I changed everything. Don't do that.
Oh, you've got to.
You've got to stretch this. Seriously, you got to. Yeah, don't. You see how that's on there? You've got it stretched as far as it's going to really go. The wire's
you could do is it okay if you want, you can go.
You can always move the chair
you can go
in.
Down.
I mean, I'm very close to this
on
microphone.
The tippy thing.
Okay, if you push the
microphone. Yeah, you're very close. I think you sound like you're
before,
normal.
Before. No, don't push it down. Push it up by your mouth. I can't believe we're doing this on the show. No. Mike.
I think it's getting better. Is it getting better? My posture is terrible anyway. I should be talking like this.
You got to be like this.
Are you scoliotic?
I am a little. There is a little scoliotic. I feel like I'm right on.
The microphone's pointing up past your mouth. The microphone's got to be level with your mouth. There we go.
How's this?
Good. talk into it. I don't understand. This is like a hard thing. I don't get it.
I'm sorry.
It's just comical almost.
It is. It's comical to me. I feel like
well, because he's never done a podcast before.
I know. Well, you know, hopefully you get a rebate on these things.
I should get a rebate on them.
What are the... you're really not happy with these microphones.
I'm not happy. Well, you know what it is? They are good microphones for radio. Because if I have to cough over here, you really don't hear it. But I get back on it. So it's like that sense. You get ones that have like the orbital sound, but then it picks up everything. And it's not... It's good for radio, but it's not good for when Mike Tui talks on
it. I see what you're saying. It's very much straight on.
It's a straight on thing.
I thought I was right here doing okay.
It picks it up, but it's better. You're better if you're straight on.
All
right.
Because I thought the proximity.
I worry about one listener, my dad.
Sure.
Because he's the only listener.
He's like the producer.
And he tells me, he'll tell me in detail what he doesn't, you know, what he finds. He's like, everybody sounds like they're, you and Bill sound great. He goes, but everybody else, yeah, I'm listening. He's listening.
Well, yeah, he's very very critical. He wants it to grow. I don't blame him.
I'm not better. I'm not better than that problem for you guys.
No, you've ruined consistent. It. Yeah.
Can you hear this
he
guy?
Did say the music sounded great. Rory Kelly when she played.
Oh, you liked that?
He did like it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was your move with the two mics and the.
I did do that.
Yeah. You like any music? Do you ever listen to any?
Never.
Never.
No. You know melodies.
I don't like the melodic sounds of anything.
Now,
what are we going to harmonize? Gross.
Bowtown.
You ever watch Always Sunny? That's a great show.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it.
No? No? DiDomenico, no?
Shut up, weird jet a little bit. No, I've watched it with you. We watched it at the time.
Oh, yeah? Apartment. That's right. I made
sometimes,
you watch it.
Sometimes you used to invite me over. Yeah, that never happens anymore.
I almost did it the other day.
That's right. His wife hates me.
No, not even. Hey, our place has been a perpetual mess.
Sure.
We can't have guests there, and it's a very tiny apartment.
Anytime you want to come over here, dude, you're more than welcome. You know that.
Yeah.
Just come over here, throw on Always Sunny.
I have Apple TV.
But as long as there's no romantic comedy, it's like.
I was watching Bull Durham before.
And that's a romantic comedy?
It's about baseball.
How do you feel about this?
There's some romance.
There's a lot of romance in it. Yeah.
Baseball guy? Do you like baseball?
Yankee guy. Big Yankee guy.
Me too.
Big
Yankee guy. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
CC pitching tonight.
Yep.
They're trying to beat up on the lowly Phillies, who were on a losing streak and beat the crap out of us last night somehow. Brett Gardner went 4-for-4.
He played great.
Two bunt singles.
Did Jordan Lauterbach interview him?
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
I gave him the like on the Facebook.
He is a reporter.
That's right. Yes, he's a sports reporter.
Right. I think he did interview him. He does cover the major sports teams
so knowledgeable.
Like sometimes during like the summer when other reporters go on like what do you call it?
he's very knowledgeable.
So knowledgeable. Actually.
Like in everything, when it comes to sports.
What doesn't Jets fan. Jordan Lauterbach know?
Nothing. He knows everything.
He knows pretty much everything.
Jordan Lauterbach.
No.
We gotta have him back soon.
He was on, yeah, we should actually.
Long, not too long ago, he was on.
He cracks me up. That kid.
He's a great
guy. He's very
too.
Funny. Absolutely funny.
He got a great head for this stuff.
He wrote when he first wrote. What do you call it? That blow choice joke.
Yeah. Oh,
blow he choice. Did it at the McGuire's mic, and I was like, "Fuck you, you cocksucker!" That's such a good joke.
Yeah,
that's
a good
I hate
joke.
You for writing that. I fucking hate you. That's you know it's a good joke too. And like other comedians are like, "Fuck, why didn't I write that?" It's just such a. So well written. His jokes are so because he's a writer. That's what he does. He knows how to place words. I'm half illiterate. I don't know how to fucking.
Sure.
My joke's like, go see you.
I don't know. Is that a comic thing? Because I feel the same way.
What?
I feel like my stuff's weird.
Juvenile. I think that's just being, I think that's just being hard on yourself. You write very smart too because you know big words.
When I get there, you know, I feel it's good. But, I don't know. What about yourself? What do you like about the comedy? You like relationship stuff? You like what's your spin on? Because you're kind of fairly new to this. What direction do you think you want to go in?
Yeah, no, I don't even have any answers for any of that. You know, I'm at the level of is that a laugh? What was that? I'm gonna say that again.
So what do you think so far of the comedy scene, like around Long Island? Like, what's your take on it?
My take on it has been that everyone's been pretty friendly.
Yeah.
And,
have you been to the city?
Welcoming, yes. I have been to the city.
Do you do city stuff regularly? Anything?
You know, just mics. Just city mics. Open
okay.
Mics
and have you seen
not
like,
friendly?
The, like the...
Different.
Different.
But I understand the difference.
It's much different in the city.
There's so many more people. So why ever care?
Yeah.
There's just so many people. But even in the short time that I've been doing it and the couple of mics I go to do in the city, I have some people in there. I know some people. I shake some hands when
game
I
game recognizes game.
They're like, hey. There's a future president of the United States.
No, I'm just kidding. But I do think that when I say like comics that are really into the comedy are not really competing with each other usually.
No, you can't compete.
You know, you can usually, it's just, it's abstract. You know,
what I was told when I first started, and it's so true, someone's going to start tomorrow after you.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to get TV before you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get a sitcom before you. They're going to get a movie before
everything.
Because all you can control is you and what you do. And it's true, though, with comedy. And I don't compete with other comics. It's not competition.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
I mean, just, in human nature, you get caught up in things. But, yeah,
just
ultimately.
Just be the best comic that you can. Just try to be the best comic that you can be. I know it's cheesy and it's what it sounds, but it's like it's really the best thing to do.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of advice, you know, and it just sounds like keep doing it if you're not doing it.
It's the only consistent advice.
If you're not doing it more than the other person, then that's it.
Here's, I mean,
if there's a competition, if it was competitive in any nature, it would be work harder.
Yeah,
not
always.
Necessarily, you know, anything
else. Well,
that's
just like the key to getting better.
Yeah, like at anything, right? Yeah. Just be working.
Just be working.
Yeah, no, that is boring.
Just keep working.
I wish I had.
Just keep working.
I wish there was something better. Just,
well, that's the thing. Yeah,
I'm
Jeff
driving
Garland.
To the Lizard Lounge right now, so I'll see you later.
Are you going there?
No. I'm going home.
The Lizard Lounge. Is there anything happening tonight? At the
Tuesday
Lounge?
Nights. Yeah, every Tuesday.
Oh, it's
night.
Tuesday. It is Tuesday. My days are all fucked up. I was off yesterday.
Tim and Jess run that mic. They're nice people. They're funny people.
Yeah, they are. They're good peeps. The Mike Calcagno, we did a.
What'd you film? Yes, I went to ask you. What'd you film?
We filmed this video. I think it's gonna be really good. Hobo Fist Productions.
What is it?
It's Mike Calcagno is a dog.
Oh yeah. I
yes,
heard that.
And
he told me. I talked to him the other day because I sent him a script of one of the sketches I'm writing for the DVD.
Fabulous.
And he wrote something, and I you know how aggravated I get about things. And I'll read it to you what he wrote. And it's not even that bad. I'm just a mental
He's
patient.
He's critical, man. He's when it comes to the comedy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you know what, though? It's not, he wasn't that critical. It's just, I
didn't tell you anything.
I'm a crazy person.
Bill, oh,
okay.
To just ask you a question real quick, does he dress up like a dog or does he just act like a dog?
No, he just acts like a dog.
I can see that.
I was confused.
That's great.
At first, because I was like, "Is he gonna put on dog ears?" Or
right. No, that would lose its thing.
Yeah, okay. It's too much like that show where the
Wilford
guy's the dog. Right.
I've watched it. Not bad.
It's okay.
The guy right, plays
so
a dog is
here's,
good.
Here's the what he said. He goes, "The location shouldn't be an issue. We can definitely clean it up and cut some of the unnecessary dialogue." That made my blood boil.
Why? love all your dialogue.
I said. He goes, well, I'm assuming it's a rough trip. But this is what I told him, is that I'm not going to edit before we film. Film and then we edit. See what doesn't fit. Right now in my head, yeah, I said this setup and there's punchlines. It's not, you know, a monkey script. It's, it's not like one of the...
Oh,
that's what I say about Calcagno.
Oh boy,
that Calcagno, when he does, he's like, you know, I've said this to him too. He's like, you'll be all of a sudden be talking to you, then all of a sudden he's like, oh, no, no. Like he'll go on stage sometimes. He'd be like, so the other day my dad was brutal. That's
brutal.
And that's a joke. That's his joke. He's like, yeah, the other day there's fucking there's food in the kitchen, and I didn't want it. Yeah,
oh my
you take
god!
Out the garbage.
I think he doesn't listen.
I know he listens. That's why I said it. But no. Anyway, I have so much faith and trust that they're gonna do. They're gonna do a great job on the DVD. But that's not the problem.
Oh my god. That's one thing. His crew was super professional.
They make the videos look very good.
They do.
I mean, that looks.
They're the coolest guys. I love a big shout out to those guys.
Maybe one day he'll let me. You know, hold
be in a video,
hold a microphone or something. But yeah, no, it's
maybe I'll put you in one of my sketches.
It looks really.
Maybe I'll put you in the DVD.
It looks nice.
If you want to do that,
they make it look really nice. Yeah, I mean, well, you know,
would you do it?
Yeah, of course. No, you know, I'm just here.
Would you talk into the microphone?
Hanging on the side.
Would you like act into the? Would you look into the camera? Would you like not be on the side? Would you be on the side of the camera? Where's Mike?
Oh, it's over here, just hanging out. Hey, everybody. This is how you're supposed to talk into the microphone, right? This is how I always do it.
I can hear you.
What up, Ho?
What up,
Ho?
Tracy!
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that was my inspiration was that guy from Friday, not Smokey.
What up, ho?
The guy that tells everybody that Smokey's taking a shit.
Yeah, that was good. You were good in that.
That was my inspiration.
You were good.
Smokey out back taking a shit.
Very smart.
Smokey. Yeah. Well, you know when you hear that music.
Holy shit.
It's been an hour.
It's over.
I got to take a leak so bad.
All right, we're going to do a little plug. You want to plug anything, Mike, before you take a leak?
Do a who?
Want to plug anything?
Oh, tomorrow night, Wednesday, I'm at Revolution Hall.
Holy shit.
In Amityville.
Do you want to plug anything, Mike?
July 11th, July 12th,
yeah, July 12th. It's a Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Bro, Governor's in Levittown.
Do you have a website yet?
No.
You have a Twitter?
Mike Tui on Facebook.
You have a Twitter?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one that I don't
find Mike Tui on Facebook. That's T-O-O-E-Y.
Tuhi.
Yeah, all right. So find him.
Two-step Tuhi on
Facebook. Find him on Facebook. Bill, what do you want to plug? Give me a pluggies.
At Bamical on Twitter. Spaceman Bam on Facebook. Those are my initials. July 12th.
12th. Governor's Comedy
Governor's
Club.
At 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock, I think.
Show,
go to the website.
Believe.
Go to
the website. You'll see it there.
Go to govs.com and check it out. We'll also talk about it next week. We'll actually have maybe have the date for you.
We're going to emerge.
Yeah. I'll be New Jersey peeps. New Jersey peeps. I'll be at Miami Mike's in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey this Saturday, June 27th. I'll be opening for Sean Donnelly. It's going to be a really good show. Sean was just had his Philly Comedy Central special. Definitely come down and check that out. For any other dates, you can go to anthonydlive.com. Check out my schedule. And for updates on Mrs. D's baby boy, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at Comic Anthony D. I snap hilarious things and I take pictures of things. And we'll be back next week, episode 114. Richie Byrne will be in studio next week.
We have Richie Byrne, and then
we have Tim Crumpier, the next two shows.
Okay.
We're hitting it out of the park. Mike, too, is like a warm-up. It's an appetizer.
Is this the bathroom?
Is this... Who's the bathroom? Who's the bathroom? We're not animals. We're not going to make you piss your pants. We'll catch you next week. Organized Chaos 113.
We're out. Later. Thank you, Mike Tui. Can you